Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
How y'all doing? Welcome to episode 3 of The Secret Place. I'm your host, Karu Ellington, and I'm so happy that y'all are here. Let me tell y'all, this has been a crazy week. I just looked after we posted our last episode last week. We have been on the Spotify top 20 charts for spirituality and religion, and I think yesterday we were number 1. So thank you guys for that. It's not about numbers. It's not about money. I don't get paid for this or anything. But what it is about is recognizing the faithfulness of our God. Because if you go back to episode 1 of me feeling so anxious and not wanting to start it, but I knew God was telling me to, and I said, okay, God, I'm going to do it anyways, even feeling anxious, God will honor that. The reason that you feel anxiety is because Satan is scared. He knows that there's being a shift in the spiritual realm. And y'all, after I posted that last video last week about Halloween and should Christians celebrate Halloween, that was bold, and I believe that it gave a lot of people revelation. And the reason I believe that is because I felt it so heavily in the spiritual realm. I was being so demonically attacked. I just finished a whole week of spiritual warfare, and I'm still going through it, I'm going to be honest. Because whenever you're walking in the will of the Father, the enemy is going to attack you so hard. If you're not seeing persecution, you're not seeing spiritual warfare, maybe you need to step back and question, am I walking in God's will? Because it's normal, it's supposed to happen. I'm going to be real though, it sucks. Because this week I have been dealing with the worst anxiety. I've been so anxious with everything and just so insecure with not wanting to confront people or talk to anybody, and going on social media, not wanting to be bold or be myself because I feel insecurity coming up on me, because I will read somebody who's persecuting me for speaking the Lord's word. And that's all demonic. All those things are demonic. I mean, I've even felt so physically oppressed, like weak. It's hard to pick things up because I felt so oppressed by demonic spirits. I'm telling you, Satan, when he attacks the Lord's children, he attacks heavy. And I mean, unable to think straight. I got these written down in my notes. Like, I have barely been able to think straight because the enemy is just trying to attack me so hard. But let me tell you this. This week, yo, I got my own clothing brand, I got my own podcast, I got my social media, all these things, I do it all by myself. I don't have a team, I don't have all these people to help me, it's literally just me, and I'll hire my dad. Actually, my dad does it for free, praise him, he's amazing. I'll hire my cousin or my sister to help me. Other than that, it's literally just me doing everything that I do, but it's all the Lord's work, praise him for that. But what I'm getting to is, it's very, very stressful whenever you're trying to live out the will of the Father, get your quiet time in, stay in tune with the Spirit while also having to do all these logistic things. If you know me, I'm not a logistic person, okay? I'm gonna go with the flow. Like, in a week, I'm going to Honduras, baby. I'm translating for a mission team and a medical team. Praise God for that. Y'all, we'll get an episode down there whenever I head there. But I'm just not a logistics person. I am just somebody to just go with the flow and do whatever. So to have to make myself sit down and force myself to do work is very, very, very difficult. And this week, I'm just going to be vulnerable and confess to you guys, I have not been in my word like I should have been. I have not been in my prayer like I should have been. Every single morning, I had a list of things to do. Hey, you need to do this for the podcast, reach out to this person, do this brand deal, you have to package these orders, reply to this customer. All these things were just filling up. And I felt like, okay, once I'll get all these things off my checklist done, then I can finally have my quiet time with the Lord. And I went like this for a whole week until literally just about an hour ago or 2 hours ago, I just let it all hang out to God. I said, God, I'm done running. I need rest right now. I can't get on this podcast right now, Jesus, and just be fake. Like, I'm not just going to start speaking and trying to spread your name and your news after I'm not following what you tell me to do. And the thing is, y'all, God is so loving and he is so gracious. No matter how many times that we ignore him and don't listen to him, every single time he just wraps his arms around us. And the scripture that God just kind of was showing me this week was, be still and know that I am God. And I'm sure many of you guys are like, okay, Karoo, that's a very basic scripture. Like, we all know what that is. But what God kind of gave me the insight in and the intel is the way that Satan wants to attack God's children is to allow us to not be still. He wants to fill us with the busyness because, like I said, if God is a God of peace, then Satan is the God of noise because he can't think of things on his own, right? He ain't clever. So God is telling me, Karoo, all I'm asking you to do is be still and listen to me. Wake up, get in your word. But why is it so hard to get in my word every single morning? Every single time I open my Bible, I literally start yawning. I start getting so exhausted, so fatigued. But as soon as I get out of that and get out of my word and get on my phone, I have all the energy to want to hang out with friends, want to go on a deep dive and stalk somebody or watch all the shows on Netflix. But as soon as I start praying, my thoughts start wandering and it starts going crazy because Satan knows that your biggest thing that you can do is to be still and to acknowledge who God is, acknowledge his presence in the room with you currently, and acknowledge his promises that he's already told you in his word. And in Exodus 14:14, whenever I want to say it's Moses, let me double check, y'all, because let's just be honest, I learn daily. I'm learning things daily, and I don't have a theology background. I didn't go to college, but I mean, hey, at the end of the day, the disciples had Jesus, and they just listened to him and read the few things that he had. So I'm doing my best, but God equips me, thankfully. So in Exodus 14:14, Moses is leading the Israelites out of Egypt, I want to say, Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand still, be still in other translations, and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. So in the translation, I want to say it's NIV, it says, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid and be still and watch the Lord rescue you today. So in the Greek translation of be still, it's not telling them to just stand there and actually not move. But what it's telling them to do is to be quiet. It's telling them to still their voices, to not speak, but to move, okay? And so many times I think whenever we feel like the God is telling us to be still, it's like, oh, I just need to sit in my bed and not do anything. No, what you need to do is be quiet. Open your ears to what God is wanting you to do, because if they were still, but they were all talking and cutting up and cracking jokes, they would not be able to be so close to the Lord's still small voice. Like it talks about in whenever Elijah is wanting to commit, if y'all know what I'm saying. The Lord's voice was in the still small voice, not in the wind and not in the loud weather and all this. It's in the still small whisper. So they had to be still to hear the Lord's voice. And this week, y'all, it's been so hard. I'm like, God, I traveled to North Carolina. I have all these things to do, Lord, this week. I don't feel your spirit. I don't feel your presence. I don't know what to do. But I wasn't willing to shut up. I wasn't willing to sit down and get into prayer. I was being so selfish. It was literally me waking up and trying to cross all these things off my list and thinking that once I complete those and finish those, that it's going to give me rest. It's all demonic. It's how the enemy wants to deceive us because he knows, Satan knows where true rest comes from. And the verse that God just hit me with today was in Matthew 14:22, whenever Jesus walks on water. And it says, get y'all's Bibles out. Come on. This is a Bible study. Get it out. Matthew 14:22. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake. While he sent the people home, after sending them home, he went up into the hills to pray by himself. Night fell while he was already there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble. Hold on. I gotta have to God, I just pray, Lord, that this is your word. Lord, this is your podcast, Lord, that you would speak through me, Lord, that there would be no demonic spirit, no demonic oppression, Lord, in this room, on this podcast, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would give me the words to speak, Lord, that the only spirit that is speaking is the Holy Spirit and no other demonic spirit. God, give me the strength to deliver your word. Give me the confidence, Lord, and just clear my mind, Lord, and don't allow the enemy to try to confuse my words in the name of Jesus. Amen. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen. They were fighting heavy waves. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Do not be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I'm here." I want to first tell you the fact that the disciples who literally lived and breathed with Jesus for I don't know how long, a year or two, whatever, they were under him, hanging out with him every single day of every single hour. And they see him from a distance and they still didn't recognize him. I think that just speaks so deeply to us as believers. So many times the Lord is working in our lives, but we don't recognize him. Like we're too focused on the storm around us, because in here they were so consumed with their circumstances and everything that were happening that they could not see that God was in it with them, right? Because this is too relatable for me right now, and it was so convicting. I had to write that on the side of my Bible. And it says, "Then Peter called out to him, 'Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water.' 'Yes, come,' Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, O Lord,' he shouted." I want to first tell you that whenever God had Peter take that step of faith, the step of faith wasn't whenever there was no storm, whenever everything was calm, whenever everything was chill. He made Peter take the step of faith in a storm. And that's what I feel the Lord doing so heavily in my life right now, especially with this podcast, is I've just been going through the trenches. I've been going through it. And God said, "Crew, I don't want you to take the step of faith whenever everything's going great, whenever everything in your life feels so perfect and you feel so strong spiritually and all these things." He said, "I want you to take the step of faith with the storm around you, because that's the biggest form of worship. That's the biggest step of faith that you can do." And I said, "Okay, God, I'm gonna try." But just as Peter did, this week I begin to look at my circumstances. And it says, "So Peter went over the side of the boat, walked on the water. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves." So he was looking at God. As he was looking at God, he was walking on the water, right? Like no storm and no temptation overtook him. As he saw the Lord, miracles were happening. But what happened as soon as he started to look at his circumstances? He started to look at the storm around him. He sunk. And how many of us have been looking at our circumstances for so long, and that's why we're not seeing the victory? That's why we're not seeing the rest. That's why we, every single day, we'll sleep forever, we'll go to work or whatever, and we're not rested, because our eyes are not fixed on him. It says, "So after, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' Jesus said. 'Why did you doubt me?' When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. 'You really are the Son of God,' they exclaimed." Something really important also in the scripture is the fact that Jesus didn't just allow Peter to sink. Whenever we struggle, whenever we lose faith, Jesus isn't just going to allow us to just sink and leave us. He leaves the 99 to save the one. And I feel that many of us listening right now, the person listening to this podcast right now, that you feel like you've lost faith and you're underwater right now, but the thing is, Jesus is not going to let you sink. His hand is right there reaching for you. All you have to do is just grab his hand. All you have to do is fix your eyes on him and grab his hand, and he's going to pull you up. He's going to say, "You have so little faith, but it's okay. I love you." Because let me tell you something comforting. With all the amazing plans that God has over your life, he also factored in your stupidity. Because let's just be honest, he created us, so he knows us. He knows that we're going to be like Peter, and our eyes are going to begin to wander on the storm, and we're going to sink, but he's going to pull us back every single time. He factored in your stupidity before he created you, before he created you for a purpose and a plan. And that's okay, because we're going to make mistakes. And that's what we have to realize. We can't be so hard on ourselves. It's not one of those things to where we can just go and sin freely and do all this stuff. But no, don't be so hard on yourself. Quit fixing your eyes on the actions that you did and just fix your eyes on the Father. I'm telling you, one of the most freeing things that God told me this week is he said, Karu, you don't have to clean up. You don't have to clean yourself before you take a bath. You don't have to try to get rid of all these sins and all these things before you have relationship with me. He said, my relationship, whenever you're in prayer, whenever you're in your word, that is me cleaning you up every single day, because the word is going to sanctify you. The word is going to send you in the refiner. Like whenever gold is being purified, it has to go to a certain temperature. You have to be heated to a certain temperature. And although it gets very, very hot and very, very uncomfortable, that's how you're going to be shaped and that's how you're going to be molded. And I just felt the Lord saying that over my life this week. And it was so freeing, because I said, what am I striving for? Why am I trying to put all this work and all this energy and all this effort into cleaning myself up and into doing the work that only God can do? Only the Lord can truly change your heart. We can only change the outside. But the true change is going to come from the heart, because everything flows from the heart. True mind change, like in Romans 12:12, I think, allow the Lord to renew your mind, is only going to come from the Lord. And that's something that God spoke so heavily, and it gave me so much peace just this week of understanding, what am I thinking? I'm getting so caught up in, and it makes me mad just thinking about it, getting so caught up in the things of this world and thinking that it's all on me. But the Lord says that his yoke is easy and his burden's light. So if I'm feeling a heavy burden, then I'm bearing it on my own. Then I haven't given it to him. Then I'm not walking into relationship with God. I'm trying to do it all by myself. And it makes me take a step back and think, Karu, do you even know who Jesus is? Do you truly believe in him? Do you truly believe that he freed you? Okay, because you can do an action. But why are you taking an identity of that action? Right? Because I don't identify as a sinner. I identify as a child of God. Yes, there's going to be some times that I cave into sin, but I'm not going to allow an action to steal my identity. And I think so many of us are allowing Satan to twist the ways that we think. And every time that we do something that defines us, we live in a heavily, in a generation that's heavily just saturated with your identity and this and this and this and this, and we get so butthurt by whenever someone judges an action that we do, we feel like they're attacking our identity. That just shows how the Satan be working, right? Like, you're a child of God and you are falling into gossip. That doesn't make you a gossiper, okay? You are a child of God who is working on it. Because when we start to take these titles, we're inviting that over our life, okay? I'm not claiming to be no sinner. I sin. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to enter into humility and tell you that I do. But I'm not taking that title over my life because I'm pursuing sanctification, right? And I don't want the enemy speaking nothing over my life that ain't from the Lord, period. And one thing that the Lord hit me with so heavy this week is, Karu, he said, you have to stop shrinking yourself to try to make other people feel comfortable. And I heard this girl say something on TikTok, and she said, have you ever been in your room and someone just flicked the lights on and they say, get up, come on, we gonna be late, get up. And that light just irritates your eyes. Like, you just get mad. You look at them and you're just like fuming, like, why I gotta, like, you finna just beat their teeth in. Like, you're furious. Because it's so bright. Because as you've closed your eyes, the closed eyes have been adapted to the darkness. There are so many people you'd be surprised in your spiritual walk who your light around them offends them. Your light around them makes them uncomfortable. So therefore, their demonic presence is irritated. Okay? But what, as Christians, what we can't do is shrink our light. We can't shrink our light just because we want someone else to feel comfortable. And we want someone else to not feel judged. I'm not saying that we judge everybody. Like, no, we're going to enter into humility and love. But we're not going to shrink our light, okay? Because the word says that everything in the darkness will be brought to light. through the Lord's Spirit, through His Word, through His children, okay? Because we have the Holy Spirit in us. So as we walk around and we are hanging out with our friends or whatever, and even if they're not Christians, our presence around them should irk them, because it is bringing the things that they've been so comfortable with into light. And one thing that I feel so deeply is with this world, how everybody want to say, they want to talk about the parties that they went to, and they want to talk about all the worldly things they did and all the gross stuff that they did this weekend and slept with this person, everything. But as soon as I open my mouth and talk about my Jesus, it offends you. Okay, but what you were talking about earlier offended me, but I didn't say anything. So what's the difference? Why can you talk about the things of this world, but I can't take up for my Jesus, and I can't talk about how good He is? Because they've been so comfortable in the darkness that it offends them, that it irritates them. Satan has them in the trap. And us as believers, we can't be compromising. We can't compromise our faith, and I'm speaking to myself, because I'm used to be, I'm not taking this title, used to be such a people pleaser. Of the people I'm around, I've just wanted them to like me because I was so insecure. Because I didn't have an identity. Oh, I'm a people pleaser. Okay, Karu, you're going to continue to be until you quit taking that identity. And everybody that I was around, I just wanted them to love me and to like me because I didn't truly feel loved. Whatever. And God said, Karu, quit compromising. This is why you're backsliding. Embarrassing. Like, felt so convicted. And as soon as I started, somebody want to walk in my room, I'm praying. I'm not getting up and feeling awkward. I'm staying on my knees and I'm crying out to God. I don't care if someone judges. I don't care what they say. Because if Jesus is going to be on the cross for me, if He's going to show me freedom and save my life, what's the least that I can do? The literal least that I can do is give Him my life. Because so many of us want to go to church, experience the freedom, and experience the chills and the joy, and then go home and just go right back to our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me this feeling. I'm out. I'm out of here. I'm gone. And I'm speaking out of my own convictions, because this used to be me, and it can be me as the enemy tempts me to go back into these things. I ain't perfect. We've been known. But us as children of God have to quit compromising. Like, we have to quit being okay with being complacent. Because there's no steady, how can I think of this example? In a river, there is not going to be any life, okay, living in this river if it's not steady flowing. If it's not overflowing, if water's not coming in and water's not going out. But if water sits there and it's stagnant, it's going to become to stink. It's going to have an odor. It's going to grow bacteria. And you're not going to be able to stand being around it because it's going to reek that bad. And us as Christians, we're just like that. And that's why Jesus is the living water. Because He pours into us and we're supposed to pour it out to everybody else. But whenever we want to just sit and not pour out to somebody else, or not allow ourselves to be poured into, our cups just begin to be stagnant, just begin to just sit in us and just become stagnant and to reek. And us being around people, it just reeks because we're fake. We're fake Christians. I can't be around them. Oh, they are so annoying. They gossip. They do this. They do this. They fake. And so many of us are like that. But that's why we have to be in our word, and not only in our word, receiving what God is telling us, but pouring out to everybody else. And it's just steady flow. And it's crazy because after this podcast, I'm going to have to get poured back into. You right? Like, I'm pouring out right now what God filled me up with, but now I'm going to, after this, I'm going to have to get poured right back into. But that's what's so beautiful about a relationship with the Lord, is He never gets exhausted pouring His love out to you. No human, no spouse, no mother or father can show you the love that Jesus has for you. And so many of us have been so hurt by a father figure, or hurt by a boyfriend or girlfriend, or a mother or a spouse, to where we've allowed that to identify what love is for us. But the thing is, God pours Himself out to you every single time. A lot of times as humans, when we see somebody else hurting, or we see somebody else who has a disability, And it could be somebody, I'll use an example. There's this man in Honduras who he can't speak, so he just mumbles and he's deaf, and he just lets out a lot of different noises, and he sweat profusely. I think he used the restroom on himself as well, so he smells unpleasant. And everyone around them just kind of holds their nose whenever they're around him. They're just like, kind of judging, like, what is he doing? What is he saying? Like, I've heard really mean things be said about him. But the thing is, there's many people like that on this earth. But not in the physical form, but in the spiritual form. And also, hold on, back to him. I love him. He's my bestie before I even talk about him. Like, I love him so much. One time the Lord appointed me to go and find him. It's a long story short. And he, like, came around back, and then I couldn't find him. God said, you need to go pray over him. And then I went back to the car, I couldn't find him. Then he came out of randomly nowhere. Then I ran over there, prayed over him. And every time I go to the market in Honduras, I just love him. He is amazing. Be praying for him. I don't remember his name, but he's awesome. Sorry. But anyways, there are many of us spiritually who are just the same as that. That when other people around us, we just are like, oh, I cannot stand them. Like, get me away from them. I don't even want to be around them. But the thing is, whenever we are reeking, whenever we are hurting, it actually draws Jesus near to us, which is crazy. Jesus is drawn to the broken. He is drawn to the ones who are seen as disgusting. And that's how us as believers, we should be as well. But so many of us want to go to church, but then we want to be wearing the Gucci stuff and wearing all this stuff and try to have this high profile vibe and all this. And then go back to church and study and tell everyone of everything. Oh, God did this. He upgraded me. He gave me this blessing. Da, 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 da. But we're not willing to get our clothes dirty, to get on our knees, and to humble ourselves before the Father. Because at the end of the day, like I was saying earlier, we are going towards sanctification every single day. So therefore, you're not only going to know more about Christ, you're going to be like more like him. You're going to act more like him. But many of us know the facts and know the knowledge, but we're not acting like him. We're not allowing him to consume our life and our personality. Oh, many people want to say, oh, you put your personality in Jesus. Imagine Jesus being a personality trait. Period. Thank you. Because so long in my life, I have just found my worth in the wrong things. But if I'm allowing Jesus to be my identity and a personality trait, that's a compliment, baby. That's a compliment. Praise the Lord for that. But I just want you to know that you are not alone with what you're going through. And with other people who are Christians and want to post and say all this and stuff, baby, I'm going in the trenches right next to you. I am with you right here. I ain't perfect. I don't know everything. I make mistakes and I say the wrong things. But the thing is, God is gracious, and praise him for that. So I just want you to know that you are not alone. And I just pray that me being vulnerable in this space of what the Lord has been doing in my life and speaking through me has brought you revelation today. And God put Psalms 91 on my heart. And this is actually where this podcast comes from. And it says, those who live in the secret place of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Come on, Jesus. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Right? These evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Come on, Jesus. Somebody bless him, baby. Y'all, we have got to be staying founded on the truth of what the words Lord says, okay? Because this is the bread of life. This is the living water. This is where I find my soul food. This is where I find my energy. This is where I find my security, my identity, in the name of Jesus. Y'all, come on. Come on, somebody. I'm getting hyped back here. But I'm looking, y'all. I'm going to try to be posting about 2 to 3 times a week on this podcast. And if you ain't ready for sanctification, and if you ain't ready to be uncomfortable because you cannot grow in comfortability, then I'm going to tell you to just sign off, baby. Sign off, baby. Because we're going to the secret place. And in the secret place of the Most High is where the light is. And where the light is, no darkness can thrive. So I'm going to be honest with you, because I struggle too. So I'm going to bring my struggles into the light as well. And I just pray that this would be a vulnerable place for you to bring yours as well, for us to see revelation, for us to see victory, for us to see strongholds broken in the name of Jesus, because this is a place where the Lord, the Most High, dwells. This podcast is a place where the Lord, the Most High, dwells in the name of Jesus. He is sitting here right next to me right now. He is with you right now. He is speaking through your phone, baby. Bless him. Thank you, Jesus, for that. So you guys, I will see you in the next few days. But right now, I pray that you would just meditate over Psalms 91 and practice stillness. Practice listening what God is trying to tell you in his life, in your life. Practice listening what he's trying to tell you. But sometimes he's not calling you to just sit there and do nothing. He's calling you to listen to what he's saying and go and act on that. And for me this week, all he was telling me is just to, crew, get on your knees. Get on your knees, quit thinking of all these thoughts that you got to do, all these things and all these checklists. But once you come to me, that's when the storm's going to cease. Because I'm sure when Peter was down there in the water, he was kicking and trying to do all these things to get himself floated back up. But the only thing that got him back up was the Lord's hand. Right. The only thing that's going to cease your storm is the Lord's hand. Y'all, God bless you. I love you. But God loves you more. I will see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.